It's a question about Airbnb, which is the renting of your own home for short periods of time or your apartment. And it's a new startup. And as technologies and their products appear, Airbnb, Uber, Yahoo, Google, that circumvent government regulation, isn't there a huge risk that government will become more powerful and intrusive than ever?
Yes. There's no question. That is, if government starts regulating these businesses, as government starts regulating and interfering in the business of technology, and as government takes over these technologies and uses them against us for surveillance and for other things, or in regulating Airbnb, they start regulating our homes, then yes, there's an enormous risk that these technology companies will facilitate greater government intrusion into our lives. On the other hand, there's also the potential of the opposite. That is that these businesses will show to the public that we actually don't need government. That is, you don't need government regulating hotels and telling you whether the hotel room is okay or not. You know, you can use a rating service like Airbnb, where users are rating and where actually homeowners are actually rating users as well. So it goes both ways. Or Uber, you don't need government regulation of taxis because the industry can self-regulate like Uber does. So it goes both ways. And at the end of the day, you know, you can't stop technology because government might use it badly. That would be really, really bad. The one chance we have to turn this country around is, one, to keep economic growth going, which requires that these technology companies keep growing, keep being successful, keep innovating, and that because of these technology companies, people will learn that we don't need government, or that government can shrink, that government can stop doing some of these things. So I think technology, add to that the fact that technology is a means of communication is the greatest thing ever. That is, there's never been such a cheap, more effective means of communicating with the world than there is today through the internet. If you add the pluses, far, far outweigh the negatives. And I'm a huge fan of technology companies, a huge fan of technological growth. And I also believe that the only way in which we and our ideas are going to win is by using technology, and only if technology companies are allowed to thrive and allowed to grow and allowed to keep our economy going, will we have enough time to educate Americans and to ultimately reverse the course of our culture.